Well, Joe, as you know, earlier this week, the government fired striking essential health workers. A great number of them were fired because the government said they had disregarded a court order to return to work. So the government fired them. And then just today, in fact, 300 medical staff have forced the closure of the country's largest hospital, the Princess Marina Hospital in Gaborone, because they sort of went out on a sympathy strike and the hospital has been forced to close as a consequence.
Do you have any word on what the effects have been of this long strike overall on the country?
It's affected education. It's caused students to stage protests. It's all public services, basically, that have been affected. And so this has a sort of a knock-on effect on the economy for private enterprises because people can't get things done at government offices. They can't get documents approved and certificates for export and import and all of these things. I haven't seen any assessments yet on the economy, but it will have a very strong impact on the economy, I suspect.
Now, I know strikes are fairly common in South Africa. I believe you even have something called a strike season. But how common are strikes in Botswana?
They're uncommon. Botswana has, for years, been sort of cited as an oasis of calm and development and progress in the Southern Africa region. And so you really haven't seen strikes there very often at all because people have been doing well. But then the country got a big knock in this global recession because it's a diamond producer and diamond sales plummeted globally, and that affected Botswana. They were also affected by a new regime in the regional customs body where originally South Africa used to divide the spoil, so to speak, from the regional customs body to favor the neighboring countries, and that's no longer happening. The income from customs duties is being divided strictly on a as-earned basis now.